Maya ఏవై ప్రపద్యంతే ఆయం ఎంతంతలంతిదే. దిస్ డివైన్ ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ ఈస్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు ఓవర్కమ్, బట్ దోస్ హూ హావ్ సరెండర్డ్ అన్ టు మీ కెన్ ఈజీలీ క్రాస్ బియాండ్ ఇట్. భగవద్గీత 7:14. As soon as the divine entity engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he immediately attains freedom from all material condition. Sarvanam samitya itam pramuhuya kalpate. In the material state, the divine entity is on the Jiva Bhuta platform. But when he renders devotional service to the Lord, he is elevated to the Brahma Bhuta platform. On the Brahma Bhuta platform, the living entity is liberated from material bondage and engaged in the service of the Lord. In this world, the word Veera is sometimes read as Veera. Actually, there is not very much difference. The word Veera means sober and Veera means hero. One who is struggling against Maya is a hero. And one who is sober enough to understand his position is a Veera. Without becoming sober or heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. ॐ अज्ञानतिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकृतमह्यं तदाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांसा श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सद्गुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् సాధ్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యమేవ శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సర్వనాదరిత శ్రీ విశాఖాయుక్తం చ. ఏ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుషదేవి ప్రణమామి. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సాయి గౌరవానంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. Blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas. From today's verse, talks between Narada and Prithvi. Almost at the end of this chapter, it is interesting actually, because here we see the attainment or the destination or the position of King Prachinabali now. He is fully liberated from material designation and attained a spiritual position equal to that of the Supreme Lord. Where Queen Prachinabali started, if you see from the start of this episode, he was doing fruitive activities, karma gandhi kind of work, fruitive mentality, want to be killing animals in the sacrifice, in the name of sacrifice, and doing things which is very ritualistic and maximum evil. And he was, Narada Muni showing him how all these animals are waiting for him to capture, to waiting to kill him. From that position, he has attained now a position which is aspired by the the great devotees. It's going the Charanamrutam, serving the Lord. So we can see how the transformation has taken place. And the key role is played by Sri Narada Muni. This is the position of a devotee. A pure devotee association has transformed a fruitive mentality, a fruitive activity person into a pure devotee, a liberated from material designation. Association of devotees is so crucial. Otherwise, you know, it is very difficult one to get this kind of transformation in the heart. Prabhupada explained the first the word tat samyatam agat. The supreme, he attained the same qualitative oneness with the supreme lord. The spirit soul is qualitatively one with that of the supreme lord, but in quantity he is very small or anu. So Krishna as a person, he has so much qualities. He is not liberated, you know. Prabhupada explains about that liberation. We can see five kinds of liberation. There is a devotee in the aspect of Sayuji Mukti or oneness with the Lord. Here he gets the same form or the same type of body, Sarupi. Thank you. So in there is one story in Chaitanya Charitamrita where the title of the chapter is Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It is one of the important chapter actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita because not working. So in that chapter Mahaprabhu, he is the first person who preached, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was liberated. He was a great stalwart, he was a master of bad logic and Mayavadi philosophy. And he is a teacher actually, he used to teach all the sannyasis, he used to get trained. And when Mahaprabhu met him, lucky enough, the crucial point in that chapter which I found interesting is presence of Gopinath Acharya. Because even though, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew that Mahaprabhu is a great devotee of Krishna, he is showing some aesthetic symptoms when he came to Jagannath Mandir, he took his home. And then he inquired from Gopinath Acharya. Because Gopinath Acharya was brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and he is from President of Nadia. His father and Vinamra Chakravarti were same age. And he knew who is Mahaprabhu. He is the Supreme Personality of God. He is Krishna. He is not other than Krishna. He knew that. And he told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Supreme Personality of God is staying at your place. He is none other than Krishna. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's heart was so dry. He couldn't even accept. He was asking proof. He was asking evidence. And he was also asking question, what is the proof that you know that he is Supreme Personality of God? Until one receives the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot understand how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Then Gopinath Acharya said, in no point I can give you all this evidence because your heart is so dry now. You only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can get some benefit. And past tense goes ahead. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to teach Mahaprabhu because he is so young, he is in the youth, and also he was seeing Mahaprabhu from the external point of view that he has received sannyas from Bharati Sampradaya, which is not the first order. I can initiate him in first order, I can teach him the Vedanta, he is young, how can he maintain the sannyas order? Kopinathaji explained, this is all external formalities of Mahaprabhu showing He is Supreme Lord, for Him what is His Varna and Ashram. Then he had conversation, Mahaprabhu explained his Atmaram verse, how the great liberated person even is attracted to the devotional service of Hari. He explained how Lord Shiva explained to Parvati that he is going to come to this material world and he is going to mislead people in Mayavad philosophy as Sankaracharya. The mercy of Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhattacharya heart transformed. Then Sarvabhattacharya said, he understood that he became devotee because he had some connection with Gopinath Acharya. And then later Mahaprabhu confirmed this. Because Gopinath Acharya said, well, I can understand how you must think that he became a great devotee. Even that is what Gopinath Acharya predicted and his desire. And Mahaprabhu said, that Sarvabhattacharya, you became a devotee because you have some association of Gopinath Acharya and you accepted the prasadam of Jagannath Puri. This is the key. Because what happened after the transformation of Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu brought some prasad from Jagannath in the morning and then he was in the bed and he gave him the prasad. Then Bhattacharya immediately accepted the prasad. That made Mahaprabhu so pleased because he disregarded all these Vedic principles, you know, how can one have honor something without brushing the teeth and all these rules and regulations. Because smarter Brahmanas are into these rules and regulations and they are very strict about it. But for that does not apply to Mahaprasad, because Mahaprasad is not different from, you know, the mercy of Krishna. Krishna bestowed the mercy coming from Jagannath and he accepted. That made Mahaprabhu so pleasing and he jumped into ecstasy. So that is similar to this, because if you see that a devotee played a crucial role in life of Krishna Bali or in life of Sarvabhattacharya. Some kind of association, some kind of connection is there with devotee. Otherwise it's very difficult. Here we say, you know, Narada Muni asked the Krishna Bali, what are you going to achieve from fruitive activities? This is what is challenging in the start. What are you going to achieve from fruitive activities? It's just, you know, mundane. And he tells analogy of the analogies. And so they talk so many points, explain to him. And now he renounced the last verse in this verse. Prajna Bali understood and he didn't waste time. He just renounced. Before, in the start of his start writing or in the middle, earlier, Prajna Bali was said, yes, I understood what you're saying, what makes sense, but I need to wait for my son, Vachitas, to come back and take over this kingdom, then I can renounce. Then, he gave the analogy of the deer, which is in a precarious condition, enjoying the flower garden with the humming bees, but in the front and the back was a tiger and a hunter. Death is imminent at any time for the jiva, who is encapsulated in this material world. So he explained, he talks about the urgency of taking the spiritual subject matter in serious. He can't wait time, he can't waste time. So Prajna Bali understood that he just quit, he just gave to his ministers and everything and then he went to Kapilashram. So an interesting point in this canto, in this whole canto, is the eagerness of renunciation. So you can see in the starting, King Uttanappa, he saw Guru Maharaj is capable of taking position as a king and he understood he is capable and then he renounced. So he was a king, he was waiting, the son went to the forest to know who is Supreme Lord. And then he saw the Supreme Lord, he got meditation, he came back. So when he was waiting, he came back, he understood and then he renounced. Then we see another king, King Anga, in this canto, where he was having a son, Vena, in the kingdom, and he understood he had a valid point. He renounced the kingdom. He's saying the bad son is better than the good son. Because the good son, I will develop attachment, I will be attached to him, and I will remain in the kingdom. But he is such a bad son, it helps me to renounce the world. I can renounce detachment. He renounced and then he left. Now, Prachinapadi. So, his son has not returned from the forest. And Narada Muni told his urgency, he can't wait, just leave. So either the son is in the forest, either the son coming from the forest, or either the son is in the kingdom, or he's still in the forest. The renunciation of this material world is emphasizing, and these kings are very eager to renounce. So at one point, if you see, Varnashram is also like from Brahmachari, in a training, and then Grahastha, then Vanaprastha is. So Vanaprastha means you renounce everything and then go to forest. So in that, especially the forest of Vrindavan. And then sannyas is total renunciation, there is nothing there. It's totally surrendered to birth, mind, action, everything surrendered in the service of Krishna. This is the total renunciation. So renunciation, if you see, it's not an external thing that one is actually, in fact, you know, we don't have anything to renounce in this world because we haven't got anything. Is everything, a real renunciation for a devotee is that everything is used in the service of Krishna to one's capacity. Whatever, because the famous in a picture that Prabhupada said, take one picture with all this money I can use. The Mayavadis, they don't want to use, you know, they say, no, I don't want money, I don't want anything. Everything is false. So for the devotee, renouncing this world means attachment to Krishna. We have to get attached to Krishna. That way we can renounce this material world. Even when Mahaprabhu went to, it is interesting actually. For some, Mahaprabhu instructed, okay, give up. And some, you know, said, no, go back. When he met Rupa and Sanat and Ram Keli, they wanted to renounce. They wanted to join Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu said, no, you go, time will come. You go, you do your duty. Internally you meditate on Krishna, attached to Krishna, but externally you perform your duties, time will come. Even when he was traveling to South India in Kurma town, he also wanted to, he said, I want to leave this family, I want to do. Renounce. He said, no, you go back. Whoever you see, whoever you meet, preach about Krishna. Even in Mahaprabhu case also, if you see, why he had to renounce, why he take the renounce order? It's not because there is a purpose. Because Mahaprabhu saw that the people are going away. The purpose of descending is reason is to spread this Harinam Sankirtan movement and make devotees people into close to Krishna. But then people are going away. He was chanting, and then the students misunderstood. They were criticizing Mahaprabhu. What is he chanting all these different names? Chant Krishna. Mahaprabhu in the mood of, you know, Gopi, he was chanting Krishna. And he was chanting. And he got upset and he went with a stick to beat the students. But he understood that people are not It is giving the opposite effect. So Mahabhuta, Vedaratal, Vedaratal take the sannyas order so that they give respect. In that way, they will come close to Krishna. It's happened in, you know, Mahaprabhu, it means the hope of in Krishna consciousness is gone. So that's why he has taken the sannyas order, just to make devotees. So he has liberated Prachinapali, got the Satchidananda Vikram. Now, interesting this for Prabhupada. For a devotee, liberated state means engaging in devotional service. That's the point here, Prabhupada. Very emphatically making. The spiritual, the jiva is untouched by these material elements. And without surrendering to Krishna, it is very difficult to overcome this material energy, that is Maya. But here Prabhupada writes, the living entity can be liberated from the material condition at any moment, provided that he wishes to do so. So Krishna does not force a living entity to surrender to his lotus feet. Because we have our free will, we have our independence. Otherwise it will become very robotic. We have our choice. That we can choose Krishna or we can choose Maya. But ultimately one has to come to Krishna. It is just a matter of time. Either now or later. Even now, we understand, that's why, you know, Prabhupada writes, sober. We understand our precarious condition in this material world. We understand what is matter, what is spirit soul, that is we, and who is the controller of both. Then that person is not deluded because he has the knowledge and he has a sober, he is a sober person. So if we understand, because time and again, we've been crushed by this material energy in the form of suffering, miseries and unexpected things. So when we understand this is a place where we cannot be comfortable with our own plan, then we take the position, we take the Krishna consciousness as a means, as a pranisha. The last we explained about this forest fire. This material world is compared to the forest fire because no one knows how it starts. The fire is started. But it doesn't end automatically. It is fueled with more and more, more and more fire. So one is getting roasted in the fire of material world. One is bewildered. Then one comes to Krishna consciousness is like a cooling effect of moonshine. If one is not coming now, then Krishna says, I come as death for the people who don't surrender. I am that time. I am that, you know, call. I am this destroyer. So here we can see that a person is not surrendering, but if he wants, he can. If he wants, it's up to individual free will that we want to surrender to Krishna. The material environment is called Maya. And it is very difficult, we can see from this verse, the 7th chapter, 14th verse. Devi Esha Puramai. This is divine energy because it is conducted as per the will of the Supreme Lord. It is not independent of Krishna. All the energies, you know, Krishna has multi energies, Mayapur. You know, he has multifarious energies coming out of him. Krishna. So this external energy is also from Krishna. He has external energy and internal energy. So this external energy is also acting under the will of the Supreme Lord. It is not independent. So because it is coming, it is acting under the will of the Lord, when one surrenders to the Supreme Lord, then this energy, this Maya, will loosen. So those who have surrendered unto me can cross, easily cross beyond it. And interesting, the living entity is in Jiva Bhuta platform. But the moment he renders some devotional service to Krishna, then he is becoming a Brahma Bhuta platform. See? As soon as the living entity renders some service, immediately you can see the difference. So you can see from the devotional service point of view. The moment we start to do some service to Krishna, we feel some kind of peace and satisfaction. We can feel the relief of this material, stringent clause of material modes. The Brahma Bhuta means no lamentation or no hankering. So, as soon as the living entity engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he immediately attains freedom from all material condition. In the material state, the living entity is on the Jiva Bhuta platform. When he renders devotional service to the Lord, he is elevated to the Brahma Bhuta platform. From Jiva Bhuta to Brahma Bhuta platform. On the Brahma Bhuta platform, the living entity is liberated from material bondage and he engages in the service of the Lord. So, it looks very simple here. In general reality, liberation means it's a big thing. Liberation, freedom from material pangs and material world. As we saw so many yogis, so many different paths of yoga, destination is liberation. Such a austerity, such a penance, such a austerity, one has to go through so much. Vaishnava yogi, celibate, he has to go in a secluded place, meditation for so many life, and speculation, mental speculation, one has to do jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, or even the yoga ladder. But here, that liberated state is easily attained by engaging in the service of Krishna. How wonderful is that? By just doing some service, one is in the liberated state. Such a powerful process actually. Because it's easy, you can see from the Bhagavad Gita verse, when one is approaching Krishna, one is rendering direct devotional service to Krishna, then all the energy, all the material energy, all the material miseries, all the environment, the material environment, everything is changed, is surcharged into spirituality and becomes Vaikuntha. As long as one is engaged in Krishna service, as long as one is continuing his emotional service, then he is in Brahma Bhuta platform. The moment he identify with the body or duality or want to have something for oneself, then he is fallen down. So he is a hero. Who is a hero? Hero is not one who is performing good in material energy. Hero is one who is struggling against Maya. He is a hero because he wants Krishna. It's like a, for a film, a hero means He will oppose the whole village, the whole family, the whole relatives to just gain the hand of a girl. He is considered a hero, isn't it? He will oppose the whole, 50 people will hit, village is there, everyone is opposing, family members are opposing, but somehow or other he takes up. Like we can see in Krishna, Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, like a lion who takes his booty with among the jackals. Krishna just walked like a lion, no one can stop. Yeah, he's the king of the jungle. All are surrounding. You know, in my uni days, there is a story, incident happened where we had some fight, gang, like one team on another team, like that. So we had one of my friends in my class, he was huge. He was like 120, 130 kilo, like that, 6.5, like a massive, like a wrestler, that kind of, big guy. And he was there, and then they surrounded like around 25-30 people. And then he had this nunchuck, like you don't do that. Was just having. But the scene is that everyone wants to attack him, but no one dared to come first. Everyone's ego like that. No one dared to come because they are afraid. Who will get the first shot and finish? So people are scared because of this figure. Huge body build and everything. So whether in material world, we can see the hero, he is ready to oppose the whole world just to gain the hand of a girl whom he gives his heart to, where he loves. That person is hero in material world. It's a perverted reflection. Same in the spiritual. When a person is opposing the whole material energy just to please Krishna, then he is hero according to Krishna's vision. Where others may think he is a fool. What kind of thing you are doing? You are going against this material energy, Maya, so powerful. Are you crazy or what? Why are you doing this kind of activities? Who are you going to please? Renounce everything and do nothing and just to please Krishna? And then people also compare, Krishna has everything, Krishna has wife, Krishna has opulence, and go, look at you, you don't have anything. Why do you want to serve him? But one knows, because he is the supreme person, he is the master of all the energies, of all the yogis. By serving him, we can be a hero. Otherwise, we will become zero. Said zero, we have so many zero. And Krishna is like the one before the zero. Same like this, the person who is acting in devotional service or engaged in devotional service, immediately he is in Brahmaputra platform and he is a hero and he is a soul. And other interesting thing, when one is engaging in the devotional service, even if one is not understanding what he is doing in devotional or bhakti, we know that one is performing some kind of devotional service, he gets some agyana sukriti, or even if he doesn't know, still he gets the benefit. What if one understands his position, understand the position of Krishna and understand bhakti, and then performing devotional service, then he can easily attain spiritual salvation. So that's why Prabhupada conclude this purport. Without becoming sober or hero, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. It's like if you are in a room, if you want to get out of the room, you need to find the door and you need to find the lock key, and then you have to get out. Without finding the exit, it is very difficult to escape the room. So that door or the room, the key is the devotional service, or is like the bhakti, perform devotional service to Krishna. If one get it, then he can escape this material realm. And not just escape, but he attains a spiritual, you know, abode, Krishna Loka, which is the ultimate. Because one is in this world, one is performing devotional service, one is in Brahmabhuta platform, he is already liberated, he is already in the spiritual world. Then, you know, the acharya is saying, the liberation is just waiting. Liberation is just waiting. Even in the same context, we discuss about Sarvabodhacharya. Once he becomes a devotee, he doesn't want to even hear the word liberation. He doesn't want to hear liberation. He wanted that verse is there, Muktipad, Tatteva Kampam, this verse. And he wants to rechange that verse. Or this has to be Bhaktipad. Mahaprabhu was pleased in telling him that he said, no, you cannot change. Muktipad means same, Charana Moja. The liberation is at the feet of the Mukunda. He is the one who can give liberation, he can avoid liberation. That liberation is at the feet of the Supreme Lord. He is a Muktipad. That is the meaning. So it has to be Muktipad. The person who is the leader of Mayavadis, who is training the sannyasis in attaining the liberation, which is Sayujya Mukti, who is a great scholar, who is a great teacher, who has the Vedanta teaching, who himself the Brihaspati, a great person, he doesn't want to hear the word Mukti or liberation. That is the transformation by coming in touch with devotees and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's what, you know, this amazing the process of devotional service. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any questions or comments or addition. What we saw. Today is also the Nirjala Ekadasi, Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi. So today is a great opportunity that one can do extra devotional service. That's the point, that one can reduce his bodily demands. That's the essence of Ekadasi actually. Reducing the bodily demands and increasing one devotion to Krishna. Do some extra devotional service by reducing his eating, his sleeping, his time in cooking. So, I mean, if you can do that, then it's good. Not just, we are not just interested in renunciation, we are not just interested in fasting, or we are just not interested in, you know, great fast and austerity. That is not the purpose. The purpose is that we can serve Krishna. If we can reduce our demand and we can serve Krishna, then that is in proper context. Not just because sometimes devotees are extreme in fasting and they, you know, affects the health, and then it takes time to recover and it damages. So it's not like a sprinting. Devotional service is like a marathon. We have to do it every day, day after day, night after night. So engaging in Krishna service is the real renunciation, is the real austerity. So hopefully we get some time to do some extra devotional activities. So stop here. Hare Krishna. Kantarashima Swabhavati. Jai. Jai. Jai.